Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Amy Coney Barrett is an impeccable choice for the High Court. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Judge Amy Coney Barrett will bring invaluable character and education and experience from her time in private practice, academia, and her service already on the Court of Appeals for the last 3 years as an Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court. I look forward to the time when we can actually call her Justice Barrett. She will be an incredible asset to the United States Supreme Court, and she deserves, Holly, to be confirmed.
You know, and President Trump said recently, apart from matters of war and peace, the nomination of a Supreme Court justice is the most important decision an American president can make. And boy, that is a profound statement. I mean, he's already had the privilege of appointing two, and now this third one is a very critical position and a great candidate that he's chosen.
It's amazing she's actually taking the place of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but she clerked for Scalia. Mm-hmm. And Scalia is someone who was friends with Ginsburg, very close friends with her. But ideologically, on the law, they were polar opposites.
Right. One was a constitutionalist. The other was an activist.
Right. And so she brings to her own life that kind of combination. One, she's a person committed to the original understanding and intent of the Constitution. So she follows in that line of Justice Scalia. She is committed to interpreting the words of the Constitution and its intent as well as statutes and not impose her own personal view. That's the kind of judge or justice that you want at every level. On the other hand, she has an incredible personality that she gets along with different people of different views. And so when she was nominated for the Court of Appeals in 2017, when she began service, 34 of the law clerks, all of the law clerks from the time that she was a law clerk with Justice Scalia, they wrote a letter and said, look, we may disagree with her. We're all practicing lawyers. We may disagree with her on various points of law, but she was impeccable. She is a person of integrity and respect. The same thing when she was teaching at Notre Dame. All of the faculty, not everyone except for a handful, every single faculty, wrote the same kind of letter saying, we don't all agree, but she is someone who deserves to be on the Court of Appeals.
It's, you know, when you apply for a job, a lot of times they'll ask you for three references. Well, Judge Barrett has 49 professors and 34 clerks that all agreed, that all gave her great recommendations.
And hundreds of former law school students. And I can tell you what, to have somebody that well respected by a diverse group of people is absolutely phenomenal.
Right.
I mean, we need more of that,
yes,
frankly, in America, where we can disagree on substance and stick to our principle, but respect one another in our inner communication and dialogue because we're all created in the image of God.
Absolutely.
And she really embodies that. This particular nomination, of course, now already is moving forward. The plan is to have a vote, a final confirmation vote, by the end of October. So on October the 12th, the Senate Judiciary Committee will give its report, opening statements, and then Amy Coney Barrett will give her statement as well. And then on the next day, October 13, she'll begin the questioning phase. The Senate Judiciary Committee will ultimately vote to move the nomination onto the full Senate floor. And at that point in time, it's going to be on the Senate floor. We can't take any of this for granted, however.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of her qualifications and her background. Okay, so she went to law school at Notre Dame on a full tuition scholarship. She earned
She graduated number one in the class.
She earned the law school's highest honor.
Yeah.
and served as the executive editor of the Law Review. And as she said, graduated summa cum laude, the number one in the class.
Yeah. I mean,
that's incredible. That's from incredible. Notre Dame.
That's incredible. And eventually she ends up returning to be a professor after going into private practice. So she's had real life experience in the private practice law firm. Mm-hmm. She went back to Notre Dame. She taught there for a number of years.
15 years.
3 of those years, she was voted by the graduating class as the best professor out of all the professors.
Distinguished Professor of the Year 3 times.
I know, having been a dean of a law school, that is a high achievement. It's an incredible achievement.
Tough to get, right?
To get, yes.
Yeah.
And she did. She also is married to Jesse. She has been married to her husband for over 18 years, Jesse Barrett, and the two of them have 5 natural-born children and 2 adopted children from Haiti, a boy and a girl. One of her children, her youngest child, has Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. So she is a mother who has invested her life into her family with her husband, obviously, and
he's an attorney as well. So
they're
busy.
She's been very busy, and she's been able to balance it all. And in the meantime, she is highly liked. Obviously, our concern is, what's her judicial philosophy?
Right.
All that's nice. That is a plus.
Right.
That's a plus. What's her judicial philosophy? And her judicial philosophy, as I mentioned earlier, is that she is bound by the text of the Constitution. She's bound by the text of the statute. That's the kind of judge or justice you want, somebody who understands their role as a judge, somebody who interprets the intent and words of the law or the Constitution that they're interpreting, and does not inject their own personal opinion. In that respect, she's like Scalia and completely opposite of the person that she's nominated to replace, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a very much a judicial activist. She always voted on the side of abortion. She did a same-sex marriage opinion, and in 2013, she actually performed a same-sex marriage ceremony in Washington, D.C. 2014 is when the Supreme Court took the case. 2015, they decided the case, but everybody knew one of these cases was going to the Supreme Court, and yet she injected herself right into the middle of the case and did not recuse herself from that case.
You know, and what's interesting, too, is that she, as we mentioned, has taught law school for 15 years, and she also, so she's taught future attorneys with the same mindset, the same, you know, concept of originalism and statutory interpretation and reading the Constitution and applying that to laws in the same way.
Yeah, and when she was going through the confirmation in 2017, there was nothing that they could really hang their hat on. So Senator Dianne Feinstein tried to attack her because she was too devout to her Christian faith.
Attacked her faith, yeah.
And she said, you know, the dogma speaks loudly in you. Well, remember Daniel chapter 6. Daniel was rising to the top of the ranks under King Darius, and he was now number one among the 120 satraps that were throughout the various parts of the kingdom. And over them were 3 officials. And of course, Daniel was one of those 3. But they didn't like that. So they said, we need to bring him down, but there's nothing that we can get against him. He's perfect in every way. He's just impeccable in every way. They said the only way that they could get him is if they could find fault with his faith. Mm. And they said in verse 5, we shall not find any ground for complaint against this Daniel unless we find it in connection with the law of his God.
So I think Feinstein just gave her a great compliment.
Yes, she did. and, you know, there is no religious test like that.
Right.
And they tried to come after Daniel because of his relationship to God. And you know what? It backfired on them.
Right.
This is going to be a very difficult road, no doubt.
We need to pray for Judge Barrett, for her family, for all of those on the Senate and the House during this time.
Yeah, remember Justice Kavanaugh when
yes.
he was going through the nomination process? And of course, they are really wanting to come after her. There was one college professor in Boston already criticizing her for adopting children from Haiti. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Calling that colonialism, racism. This is unbelievable. When you saw the children with her and her husband during that press conference when President Trump announced the nomination, you could see the admiration and the love in those children's eyes toward their mother. Mm-hmm. Pray for Amy Coney Barrett. We have a website, lc.org/Barrett.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.